Rihanna, Calvin Harris, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place. Now, last week, I then said Penge, and I apologise. I was just showing off. Please forgive me. Hello. Hello and welcome to Live and Local with Bebe Lynch. Shout out to the Penge Massive. Dame Bebe Lynch, obviously. We have a brilliant show lined up for you tonight. We have music. We have guests. We have probably award-winning radio till 10 p.m. Should we do it? Little Mix and Breakup Song. How are you? Oh, so if I sound rich, if you're going to text in today and you're going to say I sound sleepy, I sound even sleepier tonight because, so everyone on Twitter was going crazy for Line of Duty, right? And I was thinking, yeah, it's just going to be too violent for me and too scary and I'm not very good with that kind of stuff. But I do get the FOMO and I couldn't bear that I wasn't part of this conversation because I'm 12. And so then I was saying to people on Twitter, look, how scary is it? Can I handle this? And they would go, yeah. Rob said, no, it's scary. Thank you, Rob. So anyway, I went in. Oh, I mean, it's just so stressful and it's just so. But saying that, I have got over the anxiety and the just the palpitations and the panic attack in my chest when I watch it and the fact that I don't breathe out for the whole hour it's on. And I am hooked and it is so brilliant. And now my mission is to catch up on 6 series. I've got a career. 6 series by Sunday, because I think it's the final one of series 6 on Sunday. I think that's correct. So I'm now at series 2, episode 5. And the reason I'm exhausted, because I was watching them till 3 a.m. this morning. I love them. They're so brilliant. I love to have my finger just circling the pulse, never quite on it in time. But get in touch if you're watching it, but don't give anything away. Is it all linked? They find her body. I can't talk about it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. It's just extraordinary. I love it. Hello. So let me tell you about tonight's show, which has nothing to do with Line of Duty, although I expect I will mention it four times I'm going to mention it. So for tonight, from 9, we've got an hour of upload. We've got some great uploads tonight and we're going to be chatting with one of the creators. And in a few minutes, I'll be speaking with Surrey-based singer, podcaster and artist manager Nate Rogers, who is lovely. It's going to be a great show. So please stay with us.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Oh, it's my track. It's Six Sonic. Leave the door open. I refuse to talk over it, over any second of it. It's my favourite song, Silk Sonic and Leave the Door Open. Thank you, David, for putting that in the running order. He knows I love it. So I am really pleased to welcome our first guest this evening, singer, podcaster, artist manager, Nate Rogers. Hi, Nate.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm exhausted from dancing to Silk Sonic. I love that song. Have you seen them perform it at the Grammys?
I haven't, no.
Oh, I'm going to send you the link. It's just extraordinary. How are you?
I'm very good.
Where are you, please? Paint the scene.
Where I'm at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm sat in my partner's office.
Yeah.
in Woking.
Yeah.
Where he works from home every single day.
I can sense there's a story to your tone of voice there.
No, while I try and do other things around the house and kind of let him get on with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Working. We're too pretty to work, Nate. Come on. so as well as singing, podcast, artist manager, you also run a theatre in Guildford. You must be exhausted doing all the... How do you have so many hats?
I just like keeping busy. I mean, at the minute, I'm not that exhausted because I'm still on furlough.
Yeah. This is from the theatre, I guess.
Hopefully shouldn't go on for too much longer. But the other stuff's kind of keeping me busy through all of this. So it's been a really good opportunity to try new things.
Yes.
Tell
me about which theatre is it?
So it's the Electric Theatre in Guildford.
Yeah.
Which is a small community theatre. It used to be run by the council.
Yeah.
And then it was taken over by the Academy of Contemporary Music.
Sounds great.
So daytimes, all the students use the venue and they have all their lectures in the main auditorium. And then in the evening, it gets taken over again as a theatre. And Yeah, I've been there for about 8 years now, and it's so much fun.
Is it?
It's one of those things where I used to do jobs that were kind of dull, you know, office jobs, and then I fell into this one. I've always been into theatre. I fell into this one,
and
I just ended up running it and programming the venue. I get some random emails, and if it's somebody that's kind of famous, I jump on them as soon as I get them. So we had Tiffany there.
You think, is it, what is it? We think, I think I'm alone now.
I think we're alone now. Yeah. And it's only like 180 seats theatre.
Yeah.
And we had Ed Asner, who's the American comedian.
Yes.
And just some amazing people I go there.
That's so great. Programming theatre, what a privilege, but also what fun.
Yes, it really is.
So you're on furlough from the theatre, but the rest of your work. So I guess everything's been affected by the pandemic. So singing and artist management, how have you been doing?
It's kind of come and gone in waves because obviously there's been so many lockdowns. I've kind of lost track of where we are now. But it's just one of those things where you kind of take what you can when you can.
Yeah.
I mean, I manage Barb Younger.
Yeah.
How long have we kind of been in this state for now? About just over a year.
Yeah.
I have spoken to Barb every single morning for the past year. You've met Barb, right?
I love Barb, of course, yeah.
And
I know there's a new addition to the family who we may not be able to mention.
But is.
How's
she? The talks beforehand were, you know, general, have a chat, what's going on? What's your day? You know, what have you got planned for your day? And I joked before she got Bambi, the dog,
yeah.
I said, these talks are just going to turn into Bambi, Bambi, Bambi. And that's pretty much what they are.
Exactly what happened, yeah. I had a similar conversation with a friend today who's got a dog called Miss Babs, who's famous. We played a song about Miss Babs on the show the other day. And yeah, every sentence just ends with Miss Babs. She's just running off to get this dog. So how has the pandemic affected you in any positive way? So you do the podcast. Did you do the podcast because of the pandemic? Was that one of the things that you had time to do?
Now, the thing is, I was working with Barb before the pandemic.
Mm.
But what the pandemic's afforded me to do is I've also worked with Sarah Moore recently.
Yeah.
I did some PR for her new album, who I think you interviewed a few weeks ago.
Both Barb and Sarah have been on the show, Frenzo's show.
Yeah.
Fantastic talents.
And then I've just picked up another client who is a jazz guitarist who wants some help with PR for his new album. So it's just kind of giving me that chance to do stuff I've never done. I've always sung. I perform in care homes,
yeah.
Which is kind of like a side job, which is one of the most gratifying things that I think I do. But again, I've not been able to do that.
Again, you haven't been able to do that? That must be really quite upsetting not being able to do that.
Yeah, it is. I've done a couple where they've done, done socially distanced ones. So I did one just before Christmas where I had to sit in my car beforehand while they poked some cotton wool blood up my nose and then wait for 15 minutes. And then I had to go into the care home fully masked and then stand behind a Perspex screen and sing while residents attempted to come and touch me.
Oh,
which obviously
no.
They weren't allowed to.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
And then I did another one that was an outdoor gig. But it was freezing. So I was singing outside up to all of the balconies with the residents on their balconies. So they kind of made it work. But then I think it just got too difficult and the logistics were just so hard.
When you is it frustrating managing acts when you're a performer yourself, when you're an artist yourself?
No, because up until recently I haven't recorded anything and released anything. I've just kind of done it all as a hobby.
Yeah. So have they inspired you then, maybe?
Barb definitely has. She really has. I mean, it all came about because she'd written a song about the pandemic and about theatres. And I told her that I really liked it. She'd written it with a guy called John McDaniel, who's an American theatre Broadway orchestrator and composer.
Wow.
He was the music director on the Rosie O'Donnell show for years.
Oh, okay, wow.
he's quite a big name. And they wrote this song because she's done a few albums with him. And I said, I really like that song. And she said, you should sing it and release it.
So this was Ghostlight?
That was Ghostline, that's right. And then she was like, keep recording things. She was like, record this Christmas song that I wrote years ago. So I did that. And then one day she rang me and she was like, Simon Wallace and I are going to write you a song.
Like, write it for you?
For me.
Whoa.
Okay. With Jizz watching the clouds. And she basically said, what do you want it to be about? And I said, well, at the minute, because when they wrote it, it was around the time of the third lockdown. Everything was so down, everybody was so blah. I was like, could you write something positive? And I kind of gave her example tracks. So I sent her one of her songs, which is called Beautiful Life, because I wanted it in that style. Helen Reddy's song called Peaceful. And a Mel C song called Suddenly Monday.
Okay. That's quite the trio.
And
didn't expect the Mel C bit.
Yeah, I know. They're all quite turkey up these songs. And they turned it around in a couple of days.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
And I love it. It's one of those things that I thought, if I get a song written for me, I'll probably sing it to death while recording it and then get bored. But it's just... I've still got it. It's just an earworm.
I just love it. Well, I've heard it and I love it. What we're going to do is we're going to play a track, do the weather, and then we're going to then we will play the track. So can you stay with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, don't take anything out of your partner's study, right? Don't steal your post-its. I know what you like.
I'm looking at his vitamin D tablets.
Take those. Take some for me because I need some of those as well. Stay there, Nate. Mr. Perfectly Fine by Taylor Swift. Another emotionally balanced track from Tay-Tay. Have any of the men ever sued? Wouldn't that be a follow-up single? So let's take a look at the weather. Plenty of late sunshine this evening. Not now. It's a little bit dark now. And staying dry overnight with mostly clear skies, a light breeze, minimum temperature 0 to 3 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, patchy cloud will build in from the north. But there should be plenty of sunny spells too. Hooray! Staying dry with a gentle breeze, maximum temperature 12 to 15 degrees Celsius. That's 54 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Phoebe Lynch. Radio Sussex.
Gabrielle and Can't Hurry Love. I love that. Is that new? I really enjoy that. So look, I'm joined by singer, podcaster, artist manager, Nate Rogers. Nate.
Yes.
What's your podcast about?
It's about musical theatre.
Yes.
So I've always been a bit of a musical theatre geek.
Yeah.
It doesn't go to the extent of some people's geekiness. Like, I don't know the date things started and how long they ran for and all of that. I'm more of kind of like a geek, but I get excited over the performances.
So which is your favourite ever musical theatre performance?
Follies.
The film? Did you ever see the production?
Yeah, the National Theatre one.
Did you? Who was in it?
Mm. Who was in it when I saw it? It had Janie D in it and Imelda Staunton. And Philip Quast was in it, the Australian musical theatre person.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
It was great. The problem with that is I'm one of those people that goes, oh, I like this. And then people go, oh, that's really recent. And I'm like, yeah, but I liked it before that. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to name drop. I do like to do this. I wanted to do a show called Name Drop Hour, where I just, whatever anyone says, I kind of top.
Okay.
But when I was young and firm, I was in an a cappella group called Vococo, and Imelda Staunton was in it. Before I joined, obviously. But yeah, Imelda Staunton. I'm trying to think. I love musical theatre as well. It really transports you, doesn't it? I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to think that I'm the person that likes the stuff that nobody else likes.
Yeah.
You're trying to. But then I have, like, some guilty secrets, guilty pleasures.
Things like
Phantom of the Opera, which I love.
Which, what do you love?
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's all the, a bit of a kerfuffle at the moment, isn't there, about that?
With the orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Let's leave that. But yeah. Yeah. That was quite the statement that Cameron McIntosh made. People do Google that because it was quite extraordinary.
Very interesting.
Really extraordinary, wasn't it? So look, we're going to play your song. So,
okay.
So Ghostlight was written by Barb and John McDaniel, and that was about how the devastating effect on the arts industry the pandemic had. And Christmas Is Coming was an old Christmas track that Barb had written. And Watching the Clouds, it was written by Barb Jungert and Simon Wallace, brilliant pianist Simon, who's married to Sarah, who was on our show recently. What's Watching the Clouds about?
It's pretty much about watching the clouds.
There you go.
Simon did the whole arrangement thing as well. And I loved it when he sent it through. I was like, oh, it's like electro poppy kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if there were like some string runs in it? So he put those in. And I just remember sitting on the sofa listening to it through my speakers when he sent it, thinking, oh my God, this is amazing.
Are we allowed to hear it?
Out over a song that he's written for me.
I mean, that is incredible. Those two writing for you. That is just, you are a lucky Nate.
Well, the weird thing is, the other day I was looking through kind of old paperwork and I found a bucket list.
No.
That I'd written down things on. And it was from when I used to work in travel and we had one of those days where it was like a positive mental attitude day.
Yeah.
And we had to write a bucket list of things that we wanted to happen in the future. This was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And on my list is sing with Barb Jungert.
Oh, are you joking?
No.
Does Barb know this?
No. No, she doesn't. And then the weird thing is that she's doing a charity event to raise funds for the Rope Tackle Arts Centre in Shoreham-by-Sea.
Yeah, love it.
And it's going to be a cabaret event, so she's got people like Dusty Limits and Eve Ferret and Sarah Louise Young.
Amazing.
And Simon Morrison playing piano. And she was like, you can sing as well. And I was like, okay.
Do you feel nervous about that or good about that?
I'm actually really excited.
Good.
I've done that. There was a thing on Apple Music that there was a whole, if you feel anxious, turn it into excitement, because they're actually the same emotion.
Isn't that interesting? It's like butterflies, isn't it, when you're in love with someone?
Yeah.
And anxiety. You know, make it a nice thing. Make it good. Look, let's play the track, and then we're going to have a quick chat after. So this is Gorgeous Nate Rogers and Watching the Clouds. Nate, that's so brilliant. I'm beaming. I loved it. What was it? Oh my God. You know, it's got that real real Scott Walker. You know what's weird about it? Not weird, just brilliant. It could be from like a million different eras. So it's got that electro thing, but it could also be like a kind of track from Hair.
Yeah, one of my friends told me that it reminded me of something by The Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, exactly that. Age of Aquarius. Yeah, exactly. And there's an Anthony Newley thing as well, but way more tuneful. Your voice is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I really love it. Oh, my God, that's so mad. Are you going to be singing that at Barb's charity event?
Yeah, I mean, Simon's playing, so I can probably get him to play it and I can sing that. That or Ghostlight, or there's also a song that Barb has written with Michael Induff of Level 42.
Yeah.
Called Burn, which is a very cabaret type song. So I said to her today, maybe I could do that. And she was like, yes. So I've got a few to choose from.
Do all of them, mate. She's not the boss of you. Do as many as you want.
No, she is, though. She's hosting it.
Please. When is it?
It's on the 9th of July.
Okay. So that sounded so great on radio as well. I really, really love that. So that's released on Crystalline Records on the 23rd of April. And it's Watching the Clouds, but written by Barb Jungert and Simon Wallace and sung by the brilliant Nate Rogers. So Nate, what else have you got coming up and where can we find out more about you?
So I'm on all the social medias. I actually put an advert out, kind of like a sponsored advert for this track. One of the comments on the track, because you're just basically throwing yourself out there into the world for people to do what they want. And somebody commented, Gaylord.
You're Lord of the Gays. Well done, you.
I
I take it.
Yeah.
I take that. That's absolutely brilliant.
So, yeah, other things. I've got gigs starting up again with the care homes.
Right.
They're obviously all vaccinated now.
Yeah.
And all the old people with their vaccinations are just like balls to the wind now, aren't they?
They must be really. So excited to see. So have you got a favourite resident that you see?
No.
Yes,
it's really difficult because obviously they're all care homes for old people or dementia patients.
Yeah.
And you get really attached.
Yeah.
Because the same homes kind of get an attachment to you and they invite you back. And then you turn up one week and go, oh, where's such and such?
I would be able
and
to
then not
there.
Yeah. It's really sad. But it is great. I mean, it's just such a wonderful experience to do it, though, because all of the stuff that I sing, because it's the stuff I like to sing, is all of the old Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, musical theatre, Rat Pack type thing, which they just love.
Which they would just
and
love.
They all sing along and they know the words better than I do.
Oh, and you'll be the highlight of the week, you know, even more than their family visiting. It'll be you. they'll love you more than them. So look, people can find out. So on Facebook, you're at Nate Sings. Insta, I am NJR77. Twitter, the same.
Yep.
And Spotify, Nate Rogers.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And people can get and find more about Nate. And so he's got some gigs coming up and the Barb charity event, which was, did you say 9th of July?
Yes.
So we'll find out about that as well. So that's njrmusic.co.uk. I wish you so much luck with this track. It's in my head now. That's in my head
Sorry. Now.
Yeah, no, don't apologise. I love it. Please send my love to Barb. And
I will do.
And I'm going to come along to the charity event. I think it sounds amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It should be good. Really good.
You take care and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nate. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
It's a bit of an unrequited love theme tonight, isn't there? That was Nathan Dorr and Way Too Long, and Marine Way Too Long. I love that as well. I really like the songs tonight, the choices. I can't speak and it's Line of Duty's fault. It's not my fault at all. I would take no responsibility for this. What a show. Didn't you love Nate's track? It sounded so brilliant. That gig with Barb, so it's Barb, Simon Wallace and Nate singing as well, will be really fantastic. When did you say? 9th of July. And it's to raise money for Rope Tackle in Shoreham. I guess it's at the Rope Tackle. So we can find out. You can find out. njrmusic.co.uk. So everything Nate's up to will be in there. And also the info about the charity event that Barb's hosting. I'm not joking, I'm going to try and get involved. I've got a beautiful vibrato and Barb Younger knows that.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Delamitri and It's Feelings. Delamitri, It's Feelings. It's another, not a sad song, but another life's tough song. I interviewed, I was just thinking, I was going to tell you the woman's name, and I can't remember the woman's name because I have got what I am choosing to call brain fog, which the Guardian said that's what it is, because I can't think of words anymore. I was trying to think of the word for a spoon the other day, and I knew it wasn't fork, and I knew it wasn't knife, and I knew it was in the cutlery family, and I couldn't remember the name of it. I was miming it. I mean, I'm hoping this is just the long-term anxiety and the stress that we've all been under because of the pandemic and lockdowns. I'm hoping that's what's happened. But you know that whole like walking into a room and forgetting. I mean, I'm forgetting to walk in the rooms. I'm just standing still not knowing what's going on. But anyway, I spoke to this woman and we were talking about finding love. She's going to try and find me love. It's for a feature, obviously. And she questioned what I give off. So if you've ever met me, do let me know what I give off, because it was a weird little exchange. Anyway, I give off something that means that I don't even know. I don't even want to get into it. Anyway, let's talk about love. Let's ask Lady Gaga. Let's see if The Edge of Glory, the song that she's about to sing now, is that about love? Let's see. Lady Gaga and the Edge of Glory. Gaga, did you hear how I said that? Gaga. So after the news at 9, we have got an hour of your fabulous uploads, and we'll be chatting with one of the contributors. Really hilarious comic, Christian J. Gard, will be joining us. I've been watching his stuff today, and he's brilliant. I really love him. I'm going to say that. I'm going to try and be casual, but you know me. So upload after the news at 9. Before that, it's Glass Animals and Heat Waves. Lewis Capaldi and Bruises. Another bad love song. What's going on? Welcome to the second hour of Live and Local with BB Lynch, Dame BB Lynch. Thank you for joining me tonight. Please get in touch. Text me on 81333. Start your message with the word radio. And tell me what happens in series 3, 4, 5 and 6 up to now of Line of Duty without actually telling me what happens in 3, 4, 5, 6 up to now of Line of Duty, because I don't want you to ruin it for me. Here's Maroon 5, Megan Thee Stallion and Beautiful Mistakes. Oh, I think this is going to be another tragic love song. Beautiful Mistakes, or as I like to call it, my CV. Ooh, guess what time it is? It's upload time. Our first upload this evening comes from Brighton-based comedian, writer and actor Christian J. Gard. Now, during lockdown, many of us have turned to getting our shopping delivered. And while the convenience, of course, of not having to drag a trolley around the aisles is a definite positive, there are some drawbacks. Namely, you don't always get everything you've ordered.
Live and local. Upload. BBC Radio Sussex. Upload. Get yourself on the BBC. Go to bbc.co.uk/upload and upload your content now.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, shopping delivery.
Oh, brilliant, thank you.
Sure, mate, no worries. Listen, there's some substitutions.
Okay, yep.
Instead of a red pepper, you have a green pepper.
All right, that's fine.
Instead of mature cheddar, you have mild. Instead of semi-skimmed milk, you have sanitary towels. Instead of pilaf rice...
Sorry, just to...
Yeah, go on.
Go back a second. Did you say sanitary towels?
Yeah.
Pack of 12.
And that's instead of milk.
Really can't help with the substitutions, mate.
No, I get it, that's fine.
I mean, it's a difficult time.
You're absolutely right, no worries.
Instead of hot chocolate, you have Bovril. Instead of tea bags, you have bin bags. Instead of one packet fresh mint leaves, you have a mint Aero, kind of the same thing.
Not really.
It's the same. Instead of dishcloths, you have scouring pads. Instead of toilet paper, you have scouring pads.
What's your name?
Mark.
Mark, can you see why that last one would be a problem?
Instead of soluble paracetamol, you have vodka. Instead of Nurofen, batch.
Back patch. Yeah, it's to relieve back pain.
Yeah, instead of that, you have cigars.
Lovely. Can I just ask something here? How many more substitutions are there going to be?
There's just one more, I think. Oh, no, actually, there's lots.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots more substitutions.
Wow, well, that is an honest answer.
Instead of English muffins, you have Hungarian muffins. Instead of Worcestershire sauce, you have Romford sauce. Instead of toothpaste, you have crab paste. Instead of all-purpose flour, you have no-purpose flour. And instead of vegan lasagna, you have something called beef. And that's all in caps.
Right.
So, yeah, sorry I was late. I went to the wrong building.
That's okay.
But it's with you now. That's the main thing.
Sure.
There's more substitutions.
Yeah, I thought there might be.
Instead of the Richard Attenborough autobiography, Entirely Up to You, you have the Shane Ritchie autobiography, From Rags to Ritchie.
Okay, well, that's a shame. But I guess, in a way, that kind of solves the toilet roll thing.
Again, I don't have anything to do with the substitutions.
I realise that.
You know, I just deliver it and tell you about them.
You aren't really doing that.
Instead of salmon, you have gammon. Instead of rice, you have ice and a fish slice. Twice. And instead of a Mother's Day card, black pudding.
Well, this has been fun.
We did have to substitute some of the substitutions.
Fantastic.
Instead of mild cheddar, you have scouring pads.
Instead of cigars, you have birthday candles.
Instead of black pudding, you have scouring pads.
Mark.
And instead of vodka, you have a copy of Home Alone on Blu-ray. But then that had to be substituted for Home Alone 3.
It's not as good, is it?
It is the weakest.
Mark, I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't worry, my friend. That's the last of it.
Okay, well...
Oh, hang on. There's another bag.
Mark.
Okay, there's some substitutions.
And Christian joins me now. Christian.
Oh, I just love it. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Wasn't that brilliant?
Hilarious.
Who is that man? It's you. So do you want to hear something brilliant about me?
Uh-huh.
I've got not only have I got one copy of Rags to Richie, two of my brothers, I've got five brothers and one sister, I'm talking about one of them. Two of my brothers at the same Christmas bought me Rags to Richie, and then the year after, my brother Pat then bought me the autobiography of Pat Butcher. And can you remember, do you know what that's called?
I don't know. I'm not up on my Pat Butcher biogs.
End of an Earring.
Perfect. That is perfect. I mean, you buy that for the title, don't you, really?
Oh, I mean, I've never read them, obviously. A Nick Cotton one is called In the Nick of Time. I've got them all.
Nice, nice. So how many, I mean, to be, you know, how many EastEnders books, well, how many autobiographies by the EastEnders cast do you own?
Christian, I've got two. Well, does Shane count as one or two? Because I've got two copies.
Actually, I count as two because you get two different experiences each time you read them.
I've got two Rags to Richie, one End of an Earring, and one in the Nick of Time.
Uh-huh. Nice.
I had a career once. Christian, you're so brilliant. I can't believe you only started in.
I have to agree.
Yeah, no, you are. In 2019, is that true or is that a lie?
No, it's true. I didn't do anything for a long time. I used to be a musician. I wasn't very good, and I did radio jingles and things. And I wasn't very good at, you know, life and stuff. And then I met a wife who was amazing, and she helped me, and she got me onto a comedy course, and sorted my teeth out, and I did this comedy course, and I really enjoyed doing it. But I've always been into comedy, like pretty obsessive about it. So it was something that I always felt I wanted to do, but never actually did until someone said, "Why don't you do this?"
Who did you love? Who were your kind of comedy heroes?
Groucho Marx. Oh, Richie's up there. Definitely a bit of Richie's. Groucho Marx. I like Monty Python. Classic stuff, really. Yeah. And yeah, just all sorts of things.
What was your first gig like? How did you feel?
Terrified. I mean, really, really scared.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it was good. People laughed, which is kind of what you want to happen. And then the second gig I did, people didn't laugh, which is, you know, it is not what you want to happen. And, it was terrifying. I changed all my set and started doing it new, afresh, and then it kind of slowly but surely I kind of got it better and crafted it into something.
I
vaguely funny.
Oh, your stuff's so great. So I've been on your site today, and I honestly, genuinely can't believe you've only been doing it since 2019. And it's also during the pandemic, so you haven't had much time to kind of hone the talent, hone the art, have you?
Had a bit of time. I mean, it's like I've just been kind of stewing for a year, you know, just kind of making things. I think you just kind of, everyone's gone a bit nuts, you know, but like, so it's kind of, it's hard to... Yeah, I think you just kind of, the best way to, the best way to get through these kind of things is probably just to throw yourself into something. And that's what I did. And it wasn't so good at the beginning, and then I got better at it. And yeah.
So your sketch, Stay Inside, was nominated for Best Music Video at the Austin Comedy Film Festival. It was also live streamed from the Comedy Store in L.A., as a finalist in the Sketched Out competition. I mean, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. I like that people liked it. I was just doing a song about being inside, really, I guess. I mean, because there wasn't much else to make a song about. I mean, if I'd done a song about going outside, it would have been, you know, unwise.
Illegal.
Yes, exactly.
I want to
push boundaries with my music, but I don't want to break the law, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it was all right for the Clash. No, not the Clash. Who sang Breaking the Law?
I was thinking
Judas Priest. It was all right for the Priest.
I was thinking, who shot the sheriff? Who was that one?
I believe
Clapton.
Was it Clapton?
I don't know. Was it Clapton? David sang as Clapton and Bob Marley.
I know he did a version of it. I don't know if it was his song. It may have been his song.
Can I talk about your... you like to be... I don't want to say naked, and I'm not going to say semi-naked.
Just said it.
Well, you like to be semi-naked in your videos.
Yes. I think, sometimes I like to go highbrow with the laughs, and sometimes I just kind of think to myself, sir, I will take the low. And whether you agree or not, for me personally, I think there is a solid but cheap laugh in someone being kind of naked, but not obviously revealing themselves. Then again, you're breaking the law. That's Judas Priest's thing. You know, yeah. I'll leave that to them. I did a sketch where I was playing Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, but he was naked, and he was trying to, and the spirit of was trying to talk to him, and he's trying to be all sage and wise and scary, but he's also kind of like, can you cover up, can you just pull your robe a little bit? But that was really fun to do, because it was, although not so fun for my wife, because she was the one filming it. We were in lockdown.
Is there a Tiny Tim joke there, or should I not?
You may just have. And I liked it. I'm on board with a Tiny Tim joke.
Your wife sounds brilliant.
She is.
Oh. How long have you been married?
I better say it quickly. 4 years.
4 years. For glorious years.
Yep.
I want to get married.
4 more years. You should.
Yeah, but I interviewed a woman who kind of is like a love coach, and she told me I give off the wrong things. I was a little bit upset, Christian.
So you're trying to get married by giving things to people?
Pretty much. I love to give a gift. I love to buy affection. I think it's the only way.
Charity, yeah.
My buying affection is your semi-nudity in videos. It's the same. It's pretty much the same thing. Did you say charity? How hurtful.
No, you're giving the charity. You're inviting people into marriage by saying, here, have this gift.
Yes, I can't wait. Come to my wedding. Know your wife wants you to write a novel.
Well, she suggested I do, and I don't want to.
It's a lot.
I'm not being like, I don't think I've got what it takes. There's a huge amount of discipline and perseverance, and it's a big thing. A book, I think.
Yeah, I want to do a book.
Bad. I don't think I'd write a good book.
Why don't we swap? So you write my book, and I'll write yours.
Okay, I'm guessing your book will heavily feature most, if not all, of the EastEnders cast.
It's called Get Out of My Library.
I like it.
Just make that up. What's coming up in 2021? Have you kind of dared to make plans?
Gigs, hopefully, because I just kind of got into doing stand up, and then this happened, So I've making tentative steps into doing gigs again. And, hopefully it should be all right. But that's my plan. I just want to do more gigs and make more sketches and I guess just continue with this, really.
You are so good. I love the Batman one as well. That really made me laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really great. How do we keep up with what you're up to? What are you? Where are you on social?
Well, you could look on my YouTube channel, which is just Jegard, J-E-G-A-R-D, or on Facebook, where a lot of my sketches and, links to my live gigs and stuff, which is just Christian Jegard on Facebook.
You say that you like to dress fancy.
Mm-hmm.
When you bother to put clothes on, Christian.
Yeah.
What's your fanciest outfit?
Tux.
Really?
Yes. I love the tux.
Wow.
I like doing stand-up. I don't always wear a tux, but I always wear a suit when I'm doing stand-up because I like to be smart. It's just nice to dress up smart. I feel like those old style entertainers, those old-timey entertainers from the 40s and 50s.
I really appreciate this. Yeah.
Everybody has their style, but I like dressing fancy. I think it's fun. You feel nice, I think. When you're dressed up fancy and you're going out, you just, I don't know, you feel like you should behave how your clothes are, So if I'm dressed up all fancy, then my behaviour is a little bit more kind of, I'm a little bit more,
I want to do fancy, but when I wear a skirt and heels, there's more than a touch of Dick Emery about me. So I can't.
So, what was Dick Emery's line? What was it? What was the?
You are awful.
Oh, you are awful. Yeah, good stuff.
one for the kids.
yeah. Oh, well, the kids love those Dick Emery references.
Christian, it's really nice to speak to you. I can't wait to come and see you. I'm going to... And what's your
I've got a gig coming up at the Comedia, actually, on June the 25th, at Brian Comedia.
Brilliant. June 25th at the Comedia. Brilliant. Best of luck with everything.
And, thank you very much.
And see you at Comedia.
Yes. Lovely to speak to you. I'll see you there.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye. BBC Radio Sussex.
Dua Lipa and Physical. Dua Lipa and Physical. So those are two gigs that you must go to. I'm going to go to them. Nate at Rope Tackle in Shoreham and Christian at Comedian Brighton. He's so brilliant. They're both so brilliant. Yeah, have a look at his website. His Batman sketch was funny. I don't think I've heard this track. I love it when it's new stuff for me. This is Sam Ryder and Tiny Riot. Sam Ryder and Tiny Riot. Oh, so Rich has sent a text in. Thanks, Rich. Unbelievable. Wrong mic. That was Sam Ryder and Tiny Riot. I was just about to be rude about Rich and his tardy text, but how can I now? I had the wrong mic up. So Rich has sent a text. If you write a book with mind fog, it would take you the rest of your life to write two pages, Sleepy. It's very hurtful. Quite true, though. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of the week. So low pressure will continue to bring some unsettled weather over the next few days. Wednesday will be breezy with a few showers, but sunny spells will develop at times. Yes to the sunny spells. There is the possibility of some morning rain on Thursday, but this should soon clear to give way to sunny spells again. Friday may see some rain, but otherwise there'll be sunshine and the odd shower.
Phoebe Lynch. BBC. Radio Sussex.
Oof, I love that. That's gorgeous, isn't it? Omi and Cheerleader. Finally, a happy love song. I might write a love song. Our next upload this evening comes from Howard of Warwick, and it's an excerpt from his collection of medieval crime comedy novels, The Chronicles of Brother Hermitage. Howard, actually from Pulborough, has been writing since the late 80s, including for Weekending. He's self-published a series of novels and has sold nearly 150,000 books worldwide. Blimey. This is one of the stories from Brother Hermitage in shorts. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. That was Hermitage and the Hostelry from Howard of Warwick, featuring some music composed by his son, Dominic Matthews. You can find out more about Howard and his writing on his website, howardofwarwick.com. And you don't have to be an international bestseller to get your work on upload, though. You might have just scribbled a short story on the back of a letter. We'd still love to read it. Head over to bbc.co.uk/upload for all the details. Can you imagine calling Justin Bieber and said, well, you said it in the track. Our final upload this evening comes from Alex Goddard, a filmmaker living in Brighton, who enjoys making animations based on his short poems. Featuring music from Ed Weston, this is Alex's poem, Scatter Me.
Live and local.
Upload.
BBC Radio Sussex.
That's so cool. Rest in PC. That was Scatter Me by Alex Goddard. And you can see the animation that goes with that, along with Alex's other work, on his Instagram page at Goddard Makes. If you've written a poem about your final resting place, and why wouldn't you have, maybe you'd like to be scattered in the car park of the Pease Pottage Services just off the M23. We'd love to hear the poem. Head over to bbc.co.uk/upload for all the details. Neo and Closer. What a great track, Neo and Closer. So it's nearly the end of the show. I want to thank my guests this evening, the fantastic Nate Rogers and Christian Jagard, equally fantastic. Nate, you can check him out on his social medias. On his social medias? Who do I think I am? On his social media. And he's got a gig at the Rope Tackle soon with Barb Junger. It would be fantastic to raise money for Rope Tackle. It would be fantastic. And Christian's playing at Comedia in Brighton too. So that would be equally fantastic. And you must try and go along to see that. No, I'm really excited. So producer David has just said that I'm allowed to play any song I want, right? Oh, do you know earlier when we talked to Nate and he said his favourite musical, I was a little upset he didn't mention me in Half a Sixpence at Heathfield School, but we're going to leave it. But talking of favourites, my favourite, one of my favourite artists is Stevie Wonder. And 2 years ago, I went to see Stevie Wonder for the first time that I'd seen him at Hyde Park. And I cried when my friend sent me a text saying he'd got me a ticket. I cried when I rang him and he confirmed that he wasn't lying about getting me a ticket. I cried on the tube, on the bus to get to the station. I cried on the train. I cried on the tube. I cried. Oh, it was just extraordinary. And I was there on my own and it was just one of the best, greatest gigs ever. And he sang this track and this is the long version. So I think you're going to love it. And have a lovely week. Have a lovely moment with Stevie now. Picture me just sobbing. And I'm a very ugly crier. So do picture my swollen, freckly face as I listened to Stevie Wonder, the masterful, the master, singing Do I Do. Take care. Have a great week.